Cadáveres, the Spanish tenor who was well known for singing this Montserrat Caballé. Mr. Cadáveres, you told me you were nervous because you are speaking in English, and we will make allowances for this. Would you tell us, Mr. Cadáveres, where you will be singing during 1975?
Well, in general, I sing in London and Copenhagen, Madame Butterfly. In February, it's my Scala debut in Ballet Master with Madame Caballé.
Which opera at the Scala?
Ballet Master.
Ballet Master.
And now, after tomorrow, I'm going to Hamburg, sing La Bohème. And immediately after Hamburg, I went to New York to sing two performances at the New York City Opera and the premiere of La Bohème at the Metropolitan.
And who will be the soprano at the premiere of La Bohème at the Metropolitan Opera?
Katia Ricciarelli.
I
think it's...
In fact, she is making her debut at the same time.
Yes.
So that's very interesting. Mr. Cadáveres, I have long been very interested in the zarzuela, which is a kind of Spanish opera. Not exactly Spanish opera, but not exactly operetta. Now, perhaps you can tell, you are from Barcelona, I don't forget. I might mention here that during the Vienna Festival in May and June, the theater from Barcelona is coming here to do four performances of zarzuela. And this will be the first time in Vienna's history that the zarzuela will be done here. Can you tell us a few things about the zarzuela? Show us how it is different from opera, for example.
Well, I think the opera is more serious, and the zarzuela is frivolity. The actors, the singers speak and during the performance, dialogue, but it's very nice and very difficult for singers too. Because the tessiture is terrible, really terrible.
More difficult than some of the operas?
More difficult than the many, many operas.
Really? That's very interesting. What are some of the most well-known zarzuelas in Spain? Which, for instance, what is the most famous?
The most famous is La Marina, I think.
Mm-hmm. Who is the composer?
Is Camprodon.
Mm-hmm.
And very difficult role for the tenor, particularly. It's, I don't know, it's something like Duke of Mantua. It's really difficult.
Mm. Is the zarzuela today still very popular in Spain, or is it dying?
Unfortunately, not too much.
I see. Which cities can one find the zarzuela? I know Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. I think it's Madrid.
Madrid is the center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Mr. Cadáveres, we have mentioned the zarzuela. How about Spanish opera? We rarely hear of Spanish opera. Can you name a few Spanish operas for us?
Yes, it's La Dolores of Tomás Bretón.
Mm-hmm.
And La Vida Breve.
Yes.
But this opera is normally doing in a concert version, you know.
Well,
not in the stage.
I see. They're not very popular in Spain today, these operas.
No. It's not. It's most popular, the Italian repertoire, than Spanish operas.
That's very interesting.
Yes.
And this is why you sing in Italian more so than Spanish.
Yeah.
By the way, are some of the Italian operas ever sung in Spanish?
Not in Spain, never.
Always in Italian?
Yes.
It's very interesting. I'd like to know how you became, first of all, how old are you, Mr. Carone?
I'm 28.
And how did you become an opera singer? How did it begin?
Well, in my home, when I am, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I sing in the house, and my mother tell me, well, I think you are inclined to the music.
Yes.
And I going to the conservatorio, study piano and solfeggio, and I begin to imposto della voce.
Like the voice.
Yeah, at 18 years.
When you were 18 years old?
Yes.
And when, at what age did you make your debut? And where?
23.
At 23. Where did you make
Barcelona.
Barcelona. In what opera?
Lucrezia Borgia with Cabalier.
And did Montserrat Caballé discover you?
Yes, Montserrat and her brother is my manager in all the world. And I am very happy for this because Montserrat is a wonderful woman, really.
Yes.
Very human and very, very warm.
And a magnificent singer. Probably the world's greatest singer today, I think. At least today, in my opinion, I think so. But did you...
Well, we have heard part of our interview. We'll come back to the interview and finish it in just a few minutes. Now, let's hear some music sung by José Carreras and one of the roles that he has recorded. This is the part of Eduardo in Verdi's early opera, Un Giorno di Regno, one of Verdi's two comic operas. Eduardo's big aria comes early in Act Two when he tells his friends that at last the girl that he loves is going to become his bride. Actually, we know there will be many complications in the opera before this happens. But we're now going to hear José Carreras sing the scene commencing Pietoso al lungo pianto, mercifully after long affliction, from Act Two of Verdi's comic opera, very early in his career, Un Giorno di Regno, King for a Day. We have just heard the fine young tenor José Carreras of Spain sing Eduardo Sandoval's aria Cabaletta from Act Two of Verdi's Un Giorno di Regno. Now let's go back to conclude our interview with Mr. Carreras in Vienna, just at the point where Nino has asked José Carreras whether he auditioned with Madame Caballé or not.
No. She heard me the first time at Barcelona when I sing at the Liceo of Nabucco.
At the school?
At the theater.
Oh, in the theater.
But this is not my official debut, you know. So I think my important debut is Roberta Walsh with her.
Yes. But you had sung Nabucco, Verdi's Nabucco.
Yes, with Cornel McNeil and Bonaldo Gioiotti.
And she was in the theater that night.
Yes.
She heard you.
Yes.
Did you know she was in the theater?
No.
No.
I couldn't do that.
You would have been very nervous then, I suppose. But then, after the performance, she came backstage.
Yes.
And introduced herself.
And she told me, you are very young and you are a very good material. Studia sempre.
Study always, or continue to study, yes.
Yes.
And then she asked you to sing with her in the Lucrezia Borgia. I see. And so what do you consider then your best operas? Which operas do you sing best today? Or which operas do you like to sing?
Yes, I like very, very much Ballemaschera, Tosca, La Bohème, Lucia, and Werther.
And would you describe your voice then as a lirico or lirico spinto?
No, I think I am a lirico.
A lirico tenor?
Yes.
I see. As we know, Mr. Carreras, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with the fast rising and one of the finest tenors in the world today, José Carreras, Spanish tenor, who's been singing in all of the major theaters, and you're going to hear much more about him in the years to come. Anyway, Mr. Carreras, we know that the Metropolitan Opera House and La Scala and some of the other big theaters in these days have announced financial crises. Money is a big problem. Now, I have two questions to ask you, but I'll ask them one at a time, in as much as your English is not as fast as mine. My first question, Mr. Carreras, is to what do you attribute the cause of the crises in the big opera houses today? What is your opinion?
I think the crisis, economic crisis at the opera house today, is a reflect of the world crisis, financial crisis. And I think now is the good moment to doing at the repertoire in the very big theaters, the very popular operas for singers, because this is the way to
bring the people
to the theater.
Well, which operas, for instance, would you suggest that the big opera houses do?
I don't know, operas like Adriana de Couvreur or Andrea Chenier, maybe these operas for musicology
is
not a very important opera, it's not a really wonderful music, but for me and for 99% of singers, this is a very interesting repertoire.
Yes. Well, you mentioned Adriana Le Couvreur, which happens to be, at the moment, my favorite opera. It's such beautiful music, and it's for the soprano, especially.
Yes. Also for the tenor.
Yes,
really.
And the third act is a very difficult tenor aria there. But you think then, and that was going to be my second question, Mr. Carreras, you think then that the crisis can be helped if the people are brought into the theater with the standard operas, the Verdi operas, the Puccini operas, and the popular favorites like Andrea Chenier and Adriana? You think that that might be a partial solution to the problem?
Yes. Particularly now, when the crisis is
at its height.
Yes.
Yeah.
And maybe in a few years, is the right moment to doing Britten or Stravinsky or
Schoenberg?
Yes. But I think now is important.
Well, you don't sing any of the modern operas at all. You sing only the standard Italian operas.
Yes, right. And French operas.
And French operas. Well,
yes.
What are some of the French operas you sing?
Well, I sing Werther and
in French.
Faust, Romeo and Juliet.
By the way, maybe you can mention all the operas in your repertoire. How many operas do you have now in your repertoire?
Now it's 26 operas.
26?
Yes.
Well, what you should do then, Mr. Carreras, is learn two more. You have 28 operas for a 28-year-old singer.
Yes.
Are you making any records this coming year? What records?
Yes. Ballo di Maschera with Mozart Caballet and Vals d'Excel. Il Corsaro from Verdi with Mozart Caballet. Elisabetta, Regina d'Inghilterra. Rossini, Elisabetta. Two recitals.
Are you going to have any zarzuela in these operatic recitals?
No.
Even one zarzuela?
No. I am recording last year one zarzuela in Catalan language.
Oh, in the Catalan
yes,
language?
Yes, with Mozart Caballet and Vicente Sardinero.
Ah.
And this is in the market, in Europe, Spain.
In Spain.
I don't know, in America.
I don't think it's in America, but that is the complete dark world, isn't it?
Yes, right.
And that's very interesting. I hope when the Barcelona company comes here to Vienna in May, that maybe the stores will carry this zarzuela. In fact,
yes.
I'm going to ask them to do so. In fact, I'm going to buy it. When you're not singing, Mr. Carreras, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like very much to play tennis, all the sport, and remain quiet in one place, because all the year I fly to Europe, from America to Tokyo to Buenos Aires, and when I have 2 weeks in summer or in the springtime and in the winter, I like very, very much to remain in one place and relax.
Relax. And so tennis then is one of your favorite sports?
Tennis, yes. Yeah.
Do you ever go to the opera for to hear a performance sometimes also?
Yes, well, fortunately, my hobby is opera. And in every theater, in every place, I go into the theater, really, any occasion.
Mm-hmm. Occasion? Yes, on any occasion. So you really enjoy going to the opera?
Yes.
Your own enjoyment, I see. If I may ask you, do you have a collection of records?
Yes.
Which, if I may ask, which tenors or which...
Particularly...
Do you have
a Giuseppe Di Stefano.
Oh, you like Giuseppe Di Stefano?
Yes, for me it's the most important tenor in the world, in the every epoch, you know.
Really?
Yes.
More so than Caruso? I like Di Stefano too. I've long admired Mr. Di Stefano's voice. And unfortunately, he is now, well, you know, but in the past, in the last 20 years, Giuseppe Di Stefano was really one of the finest.
For me, it's incredible because he is not a tenor, he's a singer.
Ah, there is a difference there.
Yes.
Well, maybe you can tell us what the difference is.
Well, because for him, the word and the interpretation, parole.
Oh, the words.
Words. And the interpretation is the first thing. Not only to doing beautiful sounds. And she changes a little the way to sing at the tenors.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yes. And so you admire this very much. Do you like the way Mr. Di Stefano puts feeling into his interpretations?
Yes.
I notice you do the same thing when you sing. I've heard some tapes.
I try.
I've never seen you on the stage yet, but I've heard some tapes of yours, pirate tapes, you know, the underground, becoming very famous today. Everybody has them. And I have at least 3 performances of yours, and I noticed that there's much feeling when you sing.
I try to sing in this way. I try to transmit.
Yes,
lo che ho interiormente.
Is that what you have inside you?
Non so se ci riesco.
I don't know whether I succeed.
Ma cerco veramente di dare tutto quello che ho dentro.
But I try very hard to give everything that I have within me. Now, for example, when you sing, let's say, Cavaradossi in Tosca, in the last act, you're going to die soon. What do you think when you're on the stage? Do you think perhaps you are really going to die?
Yes.
And then you sing with this feeling?
Yes, sure.
You do that?
Sure.
Now, aren't there, isn't it difficult to do this sometimes?
Well, I think that singing is the most difficult profession in the world.
I agree with you 100%.
It's always the most wonderful.
Also the most wonderful.
Yes.
When you said it right. And so when you are singing Cavaradossi then, you deliberately try to think of yourself soon to be dying in front of the rifles.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes, right.
And this is how you get your feeling over.
Yes.
And so, Mr. Carreras, we thank you very, very much and wish you all good fortune in the many, many years to come on the lyric stages of the world.